everybody, and thanks for joining me for our very first podcast. My name is Warren Nauer, and I'm a portrait photographer with Volare Photography here in Melbourne. I'm really excited to be sharing these interviews with you, but at the same time, I have to admit I'm a bit nervous about the show because it is the very first time that my voice will be broadcasted all over the web. And even though I've been told that I have a good face for radio, I'm not sure my voice will win any DJ of the Year awards. But nevertheless, I'm going to put myself out there and give it a go. So before I introduce my first guest, I just wanted to spend a minute or two talking about what I have planned for this segment and how you guys can get the most out of it. Basically, my goal is to create a great resource of information for all of our clients and visitors to the site. I want to do this through a series of interviews on topics that hopefully you will find relevant, interesting, and packed full of information. More often than not, these topics will have nothing to do with photography. For instance, there might be interesting things happening in our community, or we might have interviews with businesses who can provide tips and other helpful information on topics that you would love to hear about and will make a difference to you and in your lives. To make this segment work even better, I would love to get interactive with you guys as well. So here are a few things you might consider doing to help us out. Firstly, when you see a topic coming up or listen to an older episode that interests you, then I would really like to encourage you to spread the words to friends or anyone else you think might also find it interesting and beneficial. Secondly, I would love it if you can email me with any ideas you might have on future topics, or if you know of anyone that is suitable and might want to be interviewed. Finally, to stay up to date with upcoming interviews and when they will be airing, you can go ahead and like our Facebook page, which is Volare Photography, or you can follow us on Twitter. The handle there is @VolarePhoto. All updates and information of upcoming interviews will be posted to these sites. And an added benefit of following us is that if you find a topic that interests you, then you can ask our guests any questions that you might have before the interview, and I will make sure that these questions get answered. So there it is, folks, a brief outline of what is installed for the future. I hope you enjoy it, and please leave any feedback you might have in the comment section below. So without any further ado, let's get stuck into today's interview. I've taken the show on the road today, and I'm here at McKinnon Primary School with my special guest, Suzanne Khatib, who is the IB coordinator. And as you can hear from the background noise, the kids are out there playing. And so if we are interrupted by a class bell or some announcement, you'll have to excuse that. And the reason why I'm here is that McKinnon Primary School is organising a massive community event this Saturday to celebrate the successful incorporation of a Chinese language program into their curriculum. Welcome, Suzanne, and thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you so much for coming here and showing interest. Thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Now, when I was contacted by Angie Hosmer, who's one of the organisers, about a month ago, I was asked if Volare Photography could help out the festival in some way. And I was blown away when I saw the event program, what you guys had planned to do. So I'm glad to say that we are a silver sponsor of the festival. And on the day, as part of it, we're going to be giving out some prizes. So that's a great honour for us.
Thank you so much.
You guys have done a great job. So, Suzanne, can you give us a brief background about yourself and the school?
Yep, all right. So my name is Suzanne Khatib, and I've been at the McKinnon Primary School for about 7 years. I've showed a great interest in our international baccalaureate program, and so after a few years of teaching, I became the IB coordinator here at McKinnon Primary School. And just for anybody that doesn't know about that program, it's a wonderful program that encourages intercultural understanding through learning about each other's ourselves and each other's backgrounds, and is really trying to promote peace in the world through that. Fantastic. As its major purpose. So you can see how the Chinese festival really fits in with
Absolutely. And the school itself, how big is it?
The school has grown. It's now actually someone told me recently it was now 804 students. Okay. So even at the start of this year it was 780, so we've grown even just this year.
Right. Now, you've mentioned about the program, but what is the actual festival about? It's about the Chinese language program that you guys are introducing.
Yep, so part of it is to celebrate the Chinese language program that we've introduced at McKinnon last year, and it's absolutely taken off beyond belief. We thought it would be many years before we could get the language program really embedded in our school and have children excited about it, but it's actually just created, you know, a life of its own, and it's really surprised us at every step of the way. So we've been getting more excited about the language program, and in turn people have been hearing about it and then getting involved with us. So it was actually our president of school council's idea to host something that could celebrate Chinese culture and celebrate our wonderful new language program at McKinnon. And it started off, well, what about if we have a Chinese food festival? And then once a few members started getting involved, we all started planning activities and rides and all sorts of cultural things on the day, and it became not a food festival anymore, yeah, but a huge community event.
It just grew.
Grew. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's amazing how that happens when everyone gets behind something.
Absolutely. And we had so many meetings at the start that were all just us throwing out millions of ideas of things that we'd want to go to and visit at a festival, kung fu classes and tai chi classes and lantern making classes, and I'd really want to go and see this and see that. And so we just had meeting after meeting of just excitement, and then we had to at some point tie it together. So it has come together, as you'll see on Saturday.
Yeah, great. And the actual program itself, are all the grades doing it?
The Chinese language program? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the children at McKinnon are now involved in Chinese language. I can tell you a little bit more about the actual program if you like.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So the program starts in prep, as that's our first year at McKinnon, and children are exposed to the language. They're involved in a lot of games. It's very interactive, very hands-on, not textbook or anything that you might. It has to be, absolutely. And it's all about getting the pronunciation. And in Chinese, if you're not sure, there's actually four different tones. So the way you say something, a slight difference can mean a totally different word. So you can accidentally say a lot of the wrong things. So getting that tone, those tones and pronunciations right from prep is really important.
Well, I'm so bad with languages. Maybe I should join up.
I think you can definitely come along. We've even got after-school classes for the adults, so and the teacher's been
fantastic,
taking that up, so that's really good. And then it moves in year three to, I guess, what we're calling the McKinnon Engagement Program, or sort of like a bit like an immersion program, where we have an extra Chinese teacher who's actually Australian trained and is very aware of Australian curriculum, and she actually is wonderful, and she works in with all the year three teachers. So what she does is she spends about 8 to 10 weeks in each classroom.
Yeah.
During that time, she's there to sort of just support and create a context for the Chinese language learning. So it doesn't mean that every single thing they do all day is in Chinese or it's completely bilingual, but even coming in the morning and greeting Mrs. Waller is wonderful, and even putting their bags away, and a lot of the instruction is now given in Chinese.
Yeah.
And as I'm sure you'll see later when you speak to the grade threes, they're very excited about the words they've picked up.
Absolutely.
And they've got a reason to talk to someone in the morning in Chinese, which is great as well.
So with the festival itself this weekend, what sort of numbers are you expecting? I mean, is it massive?
It's always hard to tell, but we're hoping to have about at least 3,000 people, and that's just based on numbers of parents that we have at our school, but also the amount of people who have been involved. We've never run something like this before, where so many community clubs or organisations have been involved. So even based on them just turning up to perform, we're going to have a huge amount of people.
Okay.
So,
well, with such a major event,
what
was the organisation like? I mean, parents and teachers getting together, meeting after meeting, was it like that?
It was meeting after meeting, lots of parents, but lots of excitement as well. And sometimes we'd even have to tone that down, as I mentioned before, because we'd just get more and more ideas, and at some point we'd have to actually plan and organise them. But definitely meeting after meeting in the mornings, at night. It has managed to, we've sent out a lot of flyers for these meetings in Chinese, in Mandarin, which has been really good because we've been able to welcome on board a lot of Chinese parents and Chinese community groups that might not otherwise feel necessarily confident to come along and share their expertise. And those meetings where they've been able to come along, some of our Chinese parents at the school, have been so heartwarming because they've been saying things such as, you know, I'm just so honoured that you would want to learn about my culture, and now I've got somebody I can tell about it, and now I can, you know, show my children and be proud of my culture.
Excellent.
And some of them have a lot of hidden talents.
Yeah.
Some of them were actually singers in China or presenters or many other things.
Yeah.
But we're just saying, look, I'd be just too shy to tell you about it.
Fantastic.
So that was a really nice.
Brought them out. And
absolutely. Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for that. And now, even though it's such a big day on Saturday, the real reason why we're here is because of the kids. And I got a chance to catch up with a few students earlier on to talk about the language program and the festival itself. So let's take a moment and hear some words from them. All right, everyone. I'm here with three students from McKinnon Primary School. And how are you guys going?
Good, good.
Can you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
My name is Ido.
I'm Anika.
I'm Olivia.
Great. And what grade you guys are in?
Year three.
Three. Excellent. And so can I ask you a couple of questions about your Chinese program?
Yep. Yeah.
When did you guys find out about it?
About last year. Well, we were doing Chinese last year.
We started last year. And
when your teachers told you about it, were you really excited?
Yes.
Now, Olivia, I know you're Chinese, so maybe this question is for the other two. Did you guys know anything about China beforehand?
No.
Nothing
absolutely
at all?
Nothing.
So you would have been really excited, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And tell me, now that you've done the program, what do you think about China, Chinese? Is it hard to learn?
No. It's quite fun, actually.
Yeah.
What's the best thing about it, Ida?
I think the writing is the best part.
Well, I thought Chinese writing is really hard to do.
It's hard, but it's fun.
Oh, fantastic. And what about you, Anika?
Well, the writing's not really hard. It's easy.
Yeah, excellent. And Olivia, are you helping your other students out with a bit of Chinese?
Yeah.
You know how to speak it really well? Yeah. And how are you helping the other kids out?
When they get stuck in the words, I help them with it.
Yeah, excellent. Okay. Now, you know that this Saturday is the big festival.
Yep.
What are you guys doing to help? First of all, are you excited about it?
Yes.
Yeah, how excited? All your classmates are excited?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the thing you're excited about the most?
We're going to dance and concert.
Yeah,
we're doing it separately from the other grade threes.
Right, and what is got a theme for your dance?
China.
Obviously, China's a theme.
We're doing the Chinese chopstick.
The chopstick dance.
Yep.
Okay, interesting. And so you've been practicing for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what? But Olivia, you're going to be not doing the dance, but you'll be coming up a bit later on in the day. Obviously, I know why you're coming later in the day, to see something really big, right? What's that going to be?
Fireworks.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Are you guys helping out in organising it at all, in other things, your mums or dads?
Well, we had to help with the – we had to help make the cake stall.
Yes.
Yeah, and we had to give it to every
student in the school.
Cool. Excellent.
And that's 780 kids.
780 kids. That's a big job.
Including us.
So no wonder you guys are so excited about Saturday. All right. Well, look, thanks for joining me today. But before I say goodbye, I've got a bit of a test for you, okay?
Okay.
Now, I've been told that I'm really bad with learning languages. And I'll give you an example. I've been trying to learn Vietnamese, how to count to 10 for the last 3 months, and I still haven't got it, okay? I'm really bad. I'm really bad with languages.
I'm not
Vietnamese. I'm going to ask you about Chinese. Do you think you guys can teach me to say something in Chinese?
Yes.
Yeah? What were you going to teach me?
I wanted to teach you how to say a million in Chinese.
A what?
A million.
1 million? Yeah. As in the number 1 million?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can't count to 10. You want me to say 1 million?
How about
it's easy. All right. It's 3 words.
Okay. Go ahead.
E.
Yeah. Go say the whole thing.
E by one.
E by one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
Exactly.
Okay. Anything else? Something tricky.
Olivia, try to do something that we don't know.
Like elephant.
Random
Daxiang.
Oh, okay.
It's elephant.
Daxiang. Don't laugh, Olivia. Is it right? Was I close?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Daxiang.
Daxiang.
Ah, excellent. All right. Well, thank you guys. Now, can you guys say goodbye to our listeners in Chinese if you can? Can you say goodbye? All right. Go for it.
Zaijian.
Excellent. And we'll see you guys on Saturday, yeah?
Yep.
Thank you for joining me.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Fantastic. Well, Suzanne, you were talking before we went to the kids about the excitement that all the children in the school and the parents are having, and you can really tell by the sound of their voices and how enthusiastic they were.
Definitely.
That's the case, yeah. It's amazing.
We're expecting a lot of excitement on the day, and everybody is totally just buzzing, as you just said. Yeah. Even my mum and dad are coming along to the festival, and they really don't have to, and I don't have to pull their arm or leg. They're just excited to come along and do some Tai Chi and some other activities, yeah, which is really great.
Fantastic. And talking about activities, the grand opening, what's happening and who will be there?
So in the grand opening, we'll have a few people speaking just to talk about and contextualise, you know, the importance of this festival to McKinnon and to Melbourne particularly in terms of intercultural understanding and how it really supports our studies of Asia and our Chinese program at the school, and also how it fits in with the International Baccalaureate program, yep, that I mentioned, yep, learning about other people and their similarities and differences. Okay. And so some of the people that will be speaking, aside from our principal, Sandra Mawoda, will be our local member, Elizabeth Miller, local member of Bentley, and also some other members from the local council, mayor, and also some representatives from the Chinese embassy, and hopefully someone from the Victorian Multicultural Commission as well.
Wow, great. That's a great range of people there. And you've got a main stage?
We do have a main stage, yeah, and we have an extraordinary amount of events, I know, because I've put them all together, yeah, and been trying to find times for them. So we're going to have a lot of traditional Chinese dancers, Chinese magician, plate spinning. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but it's amazing.
I have.
Wonderful sort of acrobatic kind of display.
Yep.
We're going to have a fashion parade as well, which is going to show 30 different styles of traditional dress. Not a lot of people know this, but China's actually made up of 56 different minorities, yep, that are all come from different parts around China and have different cultural influences.
Sure, yeah.
So there'll be 30 people to represent some of those different minorities, and they'll be showing us a little bit of what they traditionally wear.
Yep.
And we'll have actually having a Chinese opera performed, as well as some Tai Chi demonstrations, musical instruments, and some folk dancing. And the last few that I mentioned are all from the Glenira Senior Citizens Chinese Club, which is just
great.
Wonderful.
It sounds like you've got everyone involved.
Absolutely.
In this program.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Absolutely. And we'll also have a lot of music, some kung fu demonstrations, and our students as well performing Chinese dance.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so
sounds great. Now, you've left out the two biggest things.
Yeah,
the ones
I
that
have.
When I saw the event list and I saw that and I thought, how did you guys organise this? And what those two things are, the fireworks.
Yes.
And a grand opening street parade.
Yep.
Can you talk about that, please?
Okay, well, just starting off with the fireworks quickly. We're very lucky that one of our parents on school council also happens to be a firefighter. So he knew a little bit about some of the regulations.
I was going to ask you about the regulations.
And he definitely had safety in mind. And so we just got we contacted some fireworks people, or he did, and got them out. And because I think he did it quite early, we were able to do it quite easily, in terms of the fireworks. And really what was important, I guess, in this is notifying people around.
Sure,
so we had
absolutely
to do a letter drop notifying them the time of the fireworks and what was going to be happening. I know all the cats and dogs will get a bit nervous, but at least this way people know to keep them inside.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, I'm very excited. And so are the kids. They're just stoked. And look, I think any festival isn't complete without fireworks, but this one particularly, as you know, fireworks were invented in China many hundreds of years ago, so it's really appropriate.
Good connection.
And the street parade, we had to go about actually blocking off the street, which one of our assistant principals had a lot to do with. And in order to do that, we've tried in the past apparently, and some people said, look, it'll never happen.
Yeah.
But we were able to do it after a bit of a struggle. We had to apply for, permission from the council, and they make you basically put in like a traffic management plan. So everything from many months ago is planned in terms of, you know, which traffic will go left and right and detours and all of that. So, yeah, there will be lots of signs up and things like that.
You've done an amazing job. Can you give us some times and starting times
Absolutely.
And finishing times of these
Absolutely.
Events?
Absolutely. So there'll be a lot of exciting things to come along for on the day. If you're wanting to come along, the festival does start from 12 and finishes at 9 o'clock at night, so midday till 9.
Yep.
But if you're wanting to come along for the parade will be starting at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
So people will be lining up to be in the parade just a little bit before 1 p.m.
Absolutely.
There'll be an amazing Chinese dragon and two lions in the dance
great.
As well. So that'll be a nice traditional start. Then there'll be some speakers, and then we'll finish with a lot of dancing and some of our students as well doing Chinese dance as well. And in terms of times of the fireworks, that'll be close to 9 p.m. at night.
Okay, 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Okay. So close to, it could be just before around 9 p.m.
All right, everybody, sorry about that. We had a PA announcement and just had to edit that bit out. So, Suzanne, basically What are the plans for this program in the future? Are you guys going to do another festival next year? Or?
Yeah, we're planning to have this as another big festival in McKinnon for next year.
Yep.
And as well as that, we have a lot of plans in terms of our Chinese program as well. So it's only just the start.
Okay.
So we're going to continue that engagement program hopefully into another year level as well.
Fantastic.
And we're also planning, we have a sister school relationship that we've set up in the last year with a school in China in Changzhou,
yep.
which is in Jiangsu province, not too far away from Shanghai.
Right.
And we've just come back from there as well, second visit over there, and there's talk of teacher exchanges, and we're also planning to take hopefully some students over next year as well.
Amazing stuff.
Our students are currently Skyping, which is just wonderful, like I said, for that intercultural understanding, and the kids are asking a lot of questions to find out the differences and similarities. So we're hoping, though, the actual meeting face-to-face will be wonderful.
And it sounds like the kids are just taking this and running with it.
Absolutely.
And they're just so enthused about the whole thing.
It's absolutely great. You heard before they're running home and telling their parents new words that they found out, and they're just absolutely, they're so excited.
Excellent. All right, well, let's wrap it up. But before I go, is there any sponsors that you would like to thank?
We've looked at a sponsorship from so many places in the community. So we'd just like to thank a few places in particular. We've had a huge amount of sponsors, but the Commonwealth Bank has been a wonderful help. Print Design Australia has helped us with all our printing needs, which you'll see on the day. There's a lot of signs and printing that's been required. New Line Charter Buses as well. Bertolli Oils, if you come along, you'll be able to taste a few different oils on the day. Harvey Norman and the Melbourne Orthodontic Group, MOG, and I think I mentioned Hocking Stewart as well, did I?
I think I just did then.
Okay, and great. Hocking Stewart have been a wonderful help to our school, not just for the festival but for many, many years.
Excellent. All right. And just finally, where can listeners find out more information about the festival and times? I mean, you mentioned a few times, but any further details?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a wonderful program going out. If they're wanting to look at more times, where else would they look but Facebook?
Yep.
We've got a Facebook site up and going. And what we're trying to do is just to put up a little bit more information every day about new events that are coming out. But at the moment, there'll be an event schedule that's up there.
Mm-hmm.
And also looking at the McKinnon Primary School website, there's actually a logo and a link on that so that they can click on that and look at all the events as well.
Fantastic.
And just come past, you'll see some big signs and you can come and grab a program. And even if you can't stay, maybe you'll plan to come back later and do a paper cutting class or something later in the day.
Excellent. Sounds great. All right. Well, I'm excited about it. I can't wait to turn up with my camera and take some photos of the parade and the activities during the day. So thank you so much, Suzanne.
No, you're welcome. Thank you so much for showing an interest.
Congratulations on you and the school and what you've done. I think it's amazing. Well
done. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, bye.
Wow, what a terrific program they have there at McKinnon. If you have the chance to visit this Saturday, then I would definitely encourage you to do so. The weather will be clearing up for the weekend and it should be a fun-filled day for the whole family. Thank you so much for listening. I had a fun time producing the show, our first one ever. But before you go, I just want to remind you to follow us on Facebook or Twitter. That way you can provide some feedback on any of our shows. Also, use it as a means to ask any questions to our guests who will be appearing in the future. So until next time, take care and I hope to talk to you soon.